Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 277.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to the podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. Totally relaxed, just getting back off of a shorter cruise than what we originally had booked. But man, did we have a great time. If you've never been on the Oasis of the Seas by Royal Caribbean, highly recommend it. Great, great cruise ship. Now, I will tell you the reason why we probably had so much fun is this boat holds 6,000 passengers, and there were not, but only, oh gosh, there's only around 2,300 because Irma scared most, and Jose coming in behind scared most people away. But we had booked the cruise, and they just kept giving us incentives to keep it. We'll give you half your money back. We'll give you 50% discounts on your next cruise. We'll give you onboard credit. We'll give you. And so, hey, we had the time off. We wanted to spend time doing it. And so it was fun. And man, we did. We had a good time. One of the things that was hilarious is some of the sights that we saw. You know, normally we go down Interstate 95 and, you know, that's just freeway, right? So going down 95 was very congested because everyone had left the state of Florida to avoid Hurricane Irma. They'd gone to Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, maybe. And then so when everything was clear, everyone was coming back. And it was at the exact same time we were going down to Port Canaveral to get on our boat. And man, 95 was just... Well, you saw it, right? Yeah, it was terrible, terrible. And so what our GPS did was route us around the interstate and go through all these country roads. One of the things we saw, and I think I've got it up on my social media here, I'll show it to you for you guys watching on the YouTube channel. We saw what I called a Redneck UFO Museum. Now, it got destroyed because of hurricanes, so a lot of the boards and stuff was off. But if you could imagine, for you guys listening on the podcast and only hearing the audio portion of this, if you could imagine a barn being built, a barn with the, you know, the faded, weather-beaten wood, but instead of it being in the shape of a barn, it's in the shape of a UFO. Man, this thing is hysterical. And so we had to slow down, and man, the hurricane had ripped through, you know, the winds, and apparently, you know, barn made UFOs just don't hold up. But it was a museum. The whole thing was, it was in Bowman, South Carolina. If you ever get a chance to go the back way to Florida and go through Bowman, on the right hand side, right before you come to a T-section to turn left, there is what they call a UFO museum, and it is hysterical. I hope they rebuild the thing, because it is just a, someone had too much time and money and wood on their hands. Man, it was great. It was great. So we got to see that, and then of course we got on the boat and took off there from Port Canaveral, and took a little bit shorter cruise, but man, it was fun. And while I was on the cruise, I was able to relax on the deck, and we got a little, what do you call those? My mind's going blank. I'm so much in relaxed mode, I can't even think this morning. Yeah, the deck. Yeah, the off of the room. We had our own private little area there, and got to work on the computer a little bit and just chill, read books, listen to podcasts. And one of the things I guess was fun watching was I had pre-made some campaigns to go out the week we were on the cruise. And man, every day I would see this sale come in, this sale come in, this is coming in. And it just reminded me, and it reinforced, because we literally left with a certain amount of operating capital and came back with more operating capital while we're out on the cruise and in Cozumel and just burning money, enjoying our time, and came back with more money. The whole point of that is not to say or brag or anything like that, but it's just the power of online marketing. And once you have your own system and software and strategy set up and you have all these different diverse ways of making money, boy, business becomes really, really fun. It really does. As a matter of fact, I had pre-recorded some other shows, and one of the shows, I took a little snippet out of a conversation I was having, and was talking about the iPhone, and because I knew the iPhone would be launching while we were out on the cruise, and I knew that one of our survey companies would be offering free iPhones as a giveaway, as an incentive to fill out surveys. And when you buy this particular product, or you're buying this soap, or you're buying this, or you're buying that, you know, prove to them that you purchased it, fill out the survey about how you feel about it, and then you do this so many times and they give you a free iPhone 10. And so you can sign up for that. Well, they pay me to send people over there. So I was talking about that in the conversation of producing one of the podcasts. I said, hey, I'm gonna take that snippet out before this podcast even goes out, and I'm gonna launch that while we're out on the cruise. And, you know, I get paid, what, a couple dollars for everyone that signs up for that survey? They don't pay anything to sign up for it. Yeah. No, it's not one of those it's not paid for. It's legitimately something you just sign up for and you do. And then when you do it, you get all kinds of rewards, not just iPhones, but other things. They'll pay you or they'll give you product. But because iPhones and the iPhone 10 specifically is sort of in the zeitgeist or whatever they say of the public consciousness of what's going on, you know, that was the thing to do. And I can program it automatically through my auto email system, my auto blog system, my podcast system, the auto social media system, and it publishes all this content, drives traffic right over. I'm getting paid while I'm out just playing in Cozumel. So that's the way. As a matter of fact, I'll play this. I'll play that for you right now, and so you can check it out yourself. Hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down. So we're back, and that was a recording of a new member the other day. What do you mean? Yes, I'm gonna get the new iPhone. Yes, I understand. How do you milk? The joke here, Reagan's wanting to know, how do you milk sheep? And the answer, yes. How do you milk sheep? You release a new iPhone and tell them to stand in line. No, I'm going to get the new iPhone. Yes. I love Apple products. I've always loved Apple products. Steve Jobs is a brilliant entrepreneur. Innovator, but yes, I'm gonna get the iPhone. Hey, by the way, I just saw this, and matter of fact, we can put this on the website. One of our companies that we do surveys for and offer surveys are actually offering the new iPhone 10. That's right. So, matter of fact, we'll snip this segment here and we'll put it on the site. So, but if you go to terrywilson3.com/free iPhone. You can get emailed a survey. You fill out the survey, and you could win a free iPhone 10. Yes, that's the $1,200 unit. Love that thing. Yeah, you don't have to plug anything into it. You just lay it down. It charges. It has all the... And did away with the home button, so there's no moving parts to wear out anymore. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. So, yeah, if you want a free iPhone, the way this thing works is you go over to TerryWilson3.com/free iPhone. Just put in your name and email and give us permission to email you the offer out. You'll get an offer. You answer two or three questions. Put in your email address. They'll send you the survey, and you fill the survey out, and you might win a free iPhone. You'll win something. Matter of fact, if you do that, we'll send you my free book as well, just for participating. So you'll at least get something for the offer. Go to TerryWilson3.com/free iPhone and get the new iPhone 10. I think it's cool. Yeah, we'll be back. We're gonna go out. I'm gonna call her. Yeah, new rep. New rep coming on. He's going to work with us and start doing some coaching with us. She's going to be exciting. So she'll be up next right after this. So that was, a snippet of a podcast I produced a couple weeks before we were going on a cruise. And so I just took that snippet because I'm not ready to send out that particular podcast. And I said, well, this is going to be going on. And I know this is going to be going on. So I'll just release this little snippet to social media. I'll send it out through our email systems, marketing systems. And you say free iPhone, and all you got to do is fill out some surveys. And when you buy stuff, you fill this out. People jump on it because it doesn't cost them anything. They're spending money already on these particular products that the companies want feedback on. And they get a free iPhone. And I get money to send them over. So if I have a few hundred people, which we had a little over 600 people, sign up for it already, and it's $2 a person, that's $1,200 on autopilot, guys. That's the power of our system, our marketing system, and our tools. And that's the power of using. And we don't just have it. They're out there everywhere. So if you've already got a blog, that's how you need to be using your blog. That's how you need to be using your marketing systems that you have. That's the beautiful thing about, because then you can create, income on demand and go and enjoy your life. Go and enjoy, take some time off. But you got to not be weary as far as when you see a problem in business or in life or whatever. You don't run from problems. You don't try to avoid them. You run to them and you solve the problems. One of the things that happened to us, several years ago is when we went out of business, man, our credit was shot. As the Southern saying goes, we couldn't buy a pot to pee in. And so buying a home was just impossible. And learning how to buy a home, I'm not a realtor. I was an insurance guy, financial guy, salesperson, broker, marketing. These are all things that I have skill sets in, understanding, education in, know that. Real estate, didn't know much about. Had to learn. And had to learn because, it was do or die. I had, four children, another one on the way, and a wife. And so we needed a larger home, and you just can't find, at the time, you couldn't find homes that were affordable that, that would accommodate a family our size. One of the things through that process is we learned how to find homes that were underwater, homes that you could buy way cheaper than what was out on the market for. And through that process, got connected with some people, and we've just got a new company that they're a list provider. What they do is they provide people lists of homes that are underwater, about to be foreclosed on. These are opportunities. These are opportunities, number one, either to buy a home for investment, rental, fix up, flip them. Sometimes these homes are, we just saw a home that literally was brand spanking new, never been lived in, and needed to be sold because of some family situations. And I don't know the exact details. I think a divorce was involved and some other things. But bottom line, this was a $400,000 home that could have been purchased for way, way under $300. It was more like $250, $275, something like that. But you can get homes up to 75% off. And we have started promoting, and today we are going to start promoting. As a matter of fact, I'll pull that up. We're promoting that. You can go over. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll just play the advertisement here so that you can hear it. Hey, have you noticed the cost of buying a new home today? Well, home prices have gone up. For many people, the price is just too high. Man, they'd love to own a home, get back in the American dream, but the price. They look online, they see on TV, tons of people are buying homes. What they've discovered, many of these folks, is how to buy a home for less than what it's worth. What if you knew how to buy a home for up to 75% off? You could fix it up and resell it and make money, or simply live in the home yourself. What these people have discovered is where the deals are at, where they can save up to 75% off of buying a brand new home and creating wealth. The missing piece, though, is where are these great buys in your area? What if I could give you a list of homes being sold for up to 75% off in your area right now? That kind of information would create instant wealth and income for you, either to own a home or simply to buy to resell. Go to TerryWilson3.com/foreclosed homes. That's TerryWilson3.com/foreclosed homes, and I'll send out the list. So I honestly, if you can get in a home and instant equity, even if you didn't even live in it, I mean, that is a no-brainer way to earn good money real quick. So that's a great option for you guys that are out there that are looking for a new business opportunity, just one more way that you can grow wealth. That is a perfect way to do it, is with, getting homes for way, as we say, back of book. If it books out for 300, 400 grand and you can get it for even 25% off of that, then you're going to be well served. I mean, think about it. What's 25% of, 100 grand? That's what? $2,500, right? Or 25,000. What am I talking about? So 25% of 100 grand is 25,000. So for every 100 grand that you save, you're making. So if you got a $500,000 home, you can make some money. So it's just, it makes sense. So listen, I have found that opportunity, the ability to take your income or your life or whatever your goal, the ability to go to that next level is always sort of packaged in problems. Most people don't recognize opportunities or the ability to capitalize on something, because the way it comes, the way it's presented always is generally, it's generally speaking, always going to come as a problem, as a challenge. But I'm telling you, entrepreneurs out there, listen to me. Don't run from your business problems. Don't run from the problems that you see in business, in society, in culture, in family, and whatever. Constantly keep your ears to the ground, watching the problems and being astute to what would be the solution. Because when you solve a problem, you create value. When you create value, you have the ability to gain wealth. I mean, that's how it works. It's just like the reason we book our cruises in September is because, bottom line is, it's a problem for the cruise industry. Most people don't want to go into a hurricane, and it's hurricane season. So you can get it way back of book. You can save money. You can get a lot more for less. So I'm telling you, there's more than one way to grow your wealth. Yes, earn as much as you can, but look for those savings. Look for ways to get a free iPhone. Look for ways to get a home for way back of what it would cost. Look for ways to book that next cruise. Go to TerryWilson3.com/booking and save money and book it in the right time. And I'm telling you, a penny saved is sometimes a dollar earned. So work on your finances and your incomes both ways. And finally, I wanted to play this as an example. This is a new one that came in just while I was out and not in the office. I got this voicemail. And anytime I get one of these, I play them as examples for my reps, for all my reps that watch these podcasts and these videos that I put out for their own personal, training as well. I don't want to ever hear one of you guys do this. I hope this person is not one of my reps using our voice broadcast dialer in this manner, because it's terrible. Let me let you listen.
Alone. And how to get a perpetual lead supply.
Now, let me stop it right there. I did not edit this in any way. What you hear is exactly, no editing, no, didn't chop anything off at the front. This is what came into my voicemail.
Alone, and how to get a perpetual lead supply. For more information on where to register, please press 1. To be taken off our list, please press 2.
I don't know what this woman is selling. I don't even know if I want it, but I know this. I can't be put on their do not call list, and I can't engage them if I wanted it. because the number that they called from is some foreign number, which is typical when people voice broadcast or robo dial. But I don't know what she's selling. Listen at the very beginning.
Loan and how to get a perpetual lead supply.
Something about a loan and a perpetual lead supply. So I don't know if they're selling, you know, loan origination and they're looking for people who can originate loans. I don't know what this woman is doing. But this is terrible. Terrible. People think that voice broadcasting does not work because they get very little results. The reason people get very little results when they're using voice broadcast dialers is because of that right there. Because it's costing her at a minimum, and we get a deal, okay? Most people don't get the deal we get. It's probably costing her at a minimum 8 to 10 cents a minute with a 6 second minimum to dial out. Then she's got to pay for the data because she knows we're a marketer, or she knows we're in the insurance and the lending business. She knows, so we're on some list. She had to buy that list. So she has the cost of her list. She has the cost of that voice broadcast dialing. And I seriously doubt she got responses from.
And how to get a perpetual lead supply.
It would be impossible to get a response from that. I couldn't call this woman back if I wanted to. So please, 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 if you're a member at TW3 or you've got your own dialer, don't use them that way. Number one, you irritate people, because if I could find out who she was, I would tell her, you know, there's no value in that. I would have much rather her sent me a voicemail. And this is the way, if you're going to do voicemail drops, which is she's got it programmed wrong. She's doing a push one campaign, which she can with me because I'm a business, but she's doing a push one call to action to voicemail. That's stupid. Okay. Voicemail, you can't. What she should have done is, you know, hi, this is Laura. I work with agents like you in the area to help them grow their business. I've got free leads for you just to try our system and our services out. I would value your time so much that I'll give you some leads. Go to leadsbylaura.com or something like that. I mean, a little 15 second, but the call to action on voicemail is call me back. My number is 800-673-1728. Or go to my website or a landing page and opt in, because I send out voice broadcast messages all the time. I send them out to real estate agents. I send them out to insurance agents. I send them out to people in direct sales. But I never call them live because I don't want to irritate someone who's with a client showing a home or whatever. But if I leave it on their voicemail and I leave a message that sounds like I called them live, because if you say push one now or push nine to be put on a do not call, that's a dead giveaway. You robo dial. Number two, if it starts out
loan and how to get a
so she doesn't have it programmed right to where it reads whether a machine or a live person is picking up. That's the other thing. She's probably got some one of these cheap Indonesian voice robo dial systems that don't have that technology. Your dialer has to be able to read as a voicemail picking it, because if it doesn't read that a voicemail system picked up, and it starts playing the recording as soon as the ringing stops.
Loan and how to get a perpetual.
That's what you get. However, if it's programmed to where it reads the voicemail, it hears that voicemail, and then it waits for the tone, and then it starts playing the recording, and you have your recording wait, and you record it like, hey, this is Terry. Looks like I missed you. I got your voicemail. Hope you're having a great day. I hope your business is doing well. I'm giving away leads right now to fill in the blank, insurance agents, real estate agents, whatever, just because I want to show them my system, because I really think I could really help you grow your business and cut your cost in client acquisition. Go to leadsbyterry.com when you get a second, okay? All I'm going to ask is for your email address in there so I can email you the information. And if I send you an email and you don't like it, you can be put on the do not call list or do not email anytime. Just want your get you this information, and I'm going to send you out some free leads for your time because I know it's valuable. Thanks again. This is Terry with leadsbyterry.com. Okay, boom. You leave something conversational like that on the phone. I'm coming with a gift in my hand, okay? So I'm not just asking for a sale. I'm just not asking for something, but I've got something to give. And this works in any business, in any model. Listen, I could use this iPhone thing right now. I could go and say, let's say, for instance, I was in the insurance business and I was doing this. I'm not selling leads. All I'd have to do is say, hey, this is Terry. If you notice, the Apple has just released a new iPhone 10, and we're going to give away a free iPhone 10 for someone who allows us to 30 seconds online to give them a free quote on life insurance. Go to freelifequote.net right now. We'll give you a quote online. No agent will call you, and we'll send you out the information of where you can get a free iPhone 10 just for checking us out. Go to freelifequote.net. Leave that on their voicemail. Now, if you leave it on the voicemail, they know that they're not going to be harassed by an agent calling them and coming out to their house. It's all done online. They're getting something for it. And you leave that on 1,000 voicemails. I mean, if it's free, it's for me. There was a political activist one time that I disagreed with politically, but he said something very profound, because the guy he helped get in the White House in the mid 90s, and I'm probably giving away too much information, was getting in trouble for some misconduct in the White House with an intern. And his political advisor and the person who was, this is so funny, it's terrible though. All these women were coming out of the woods making these accusations. True or not true, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to get into the politics of this thing. But why am I talking in such coy? Everybody knows I'm talking about Bill Clinton and his activist, his political advisor was James Carville. And James came out and he said, well, you could drag a dollar bill through a trailer park and get anybody to say anything you want. The point is, if you want to move people, you got to give them something. And if you give away, if you call the right audience, you call the right folks, and you're offering free iPhones for a life insurance quote, you'll have more quotes than you can shake a stick at, as they say. And if you're in our business where you're not necessarily getting paid to sell the insurance, but just generate a lead, and then you're getting paid, you know, $5, $10, $15, $25 a lead, that becomes very, very lucrative, very, very quick. So don't run from problems. Look at the problem, see what you got, and then look at your inventory of opportunity and match that problem with the opportunities you have. That's what these iPhone giveaways are for. That's what foreclosed homes are about. That's use a voice broadcast dialer at Terry Wilson. We've got a dialer that you don't have to be a member to use. You'll pay retail for it, but it gives you the list that you call and all that, and you can get it at terrywilson3.com/dialer. But Don't avoid the problems. Don't avoid these little hiccups in life. Just run to them and have something in your hand, you know, a marketing tool or a value. And you can take your money, your business, your life, everything you have to the next level.
Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.